Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all my listeners, and thank you for tuning in live tonight's special, I should say, relationship night. Relationship night was not scheduled to go forth until March of this year, but by the leading of the Holy Spirit, God wanted me to release what needed to be released on this hour in regards to relationships. So I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I want you all that are listening right now under the sun, that's listening right now under the sound, of my voice, that if you are live with me tonight, it is not by accident. It is by divine order. So God bless you all on the switchboard, 347. You're actually going to join me in regards to this relationship night if you're able to do so. If you are listening and you had other questions for me other than relationship questions, I am asking everyone to refer those questions on Monday and Friday when there is a prophetic release, particularly on something. I have to follow the orders of the Holy Spirit. God bless you all that will come into the archives, and God bless you all that are listening via internet. Before I go any further, so that we're all in clarity to what God is doing and what God is saying, there's a few things I would like to share with you all. And I always believe that before someone can actually talk about something, give their opinion on something, or be involved in something, I always believe that that person has had to have some sort of experience in that area before they can be a blessing for someone else. And I'm here tonight to tell you that I'm more than qualified for the position in regards to relationships. For the simple fact is that God has called and chosen me for a time such as this. And before I begin to take any questions or take any callers in regards to relationship, I feel that it is necessary for me to share with you all some of the experience throughout Wednesday night relationship broadcast that you will learn about me. This is not a relationship night. We're here on Blog Talk Radio that you'll be airing out your personal laundry to your personal life. But relationship night is so that those whom God sends to this broadcast can receive the help, can grow, and can move in the things of God in their life as well as their ministry. And I want to start off saying, so we all understand what I mean when I say relationship night, I will be taking calls and giving prophecies on relationship only. But let me just give you a couple of definitions regards to relationship. Now, you might say, okay, why is she going down this route? The purpose of me going down this route, so all that would retrieve this broadcast will be able to comprehend, or I should say understand, what I mean when I say relationship night. The definition for relationship, and I pull four of them tonight for this broadcast. And the first one is, the condition or fact of being related connection or association. The second definition I have, connection by blood or marriage or kinship. The third definition, a particular type of connection existing between people related to or having dealings with each other, as a close relationship, his sibling. And the last definition I pulled was a romantic or sexual involvement. Yes, it's going to get juicy and good, because sometimes you have to get to the root of a situation to understand exactly what is relationship night. So if you're just tuning in, the Lord just did a complete 365. Tonight is relationship night. If you're listening and have relationship questions only, please reroute and call into the show at area code 347-884-9664. Area code 347-884-9664. Let me start off and say that I have been in four different relationships, and this is the prophet talking about her own personal life. The first relationship I ever was in was a marriage relationship / divorce. The second relationship that I was in is a relationship that may be familiar to some as a one-night stand relationship. Some terminology, a word that is expressed in a worldly perspective, maybe booty call. And I have to be direct with you all so that everyone that is listening may not be saved, may be from the world. The whole point is to reach people where they at. The third type of relationship that I have been in was a verbal, physical, mental, abusive relationship. And the fourth relationship that I have been involved in, and this is throughout my life and seasons of time, and the fourth relationship that I have been involved in is relationship with others, meaning you all that are listening, our friends, coworkers, people whom God has given me assignment to be with the next season, and for whatever reason, a relationship was developed, that assignment was over, and it was time for the prophet to leave. Throughout on Wednesday, relationship night, you will have learned about what I have been through in regards to these four sections that I have given you in regards to relationship. Those of you who are not able to be with me on Wednesdays for relationship night, you will have the option to always come and retrieve what has been spoken and each of the segment shows in regards to relationships. And I can promise you that everyone that is in the switchboard and that is listening to me live have also been involved and for those relationships, types of relationships. That number can increase depending the life of the individual. Not only I will be releasing prophecies and relationship, but relationship night is also going to be a night where you all learn from what God has given me to share with you all to be a blessing in your life. And I believe tonight what I would like to do, I'm going to just keep releasing the word of the Lord, and this is what he keeps saying, to keep talking. But the first section about the prophet, I believe I want to start in the relationship of marriage / divorce. And there's so much can be said in regards to marriage and regards to divorce biblically, and even in a worldly perspective. But I believe that the key point in which God wants me to be a blessing to you all is to just come up front with hands on deck, clean through the Spirit of God so that you all can learn. And there's not too many people in ministry that is willing to talk about the blood once being on their hands, guilty or not. And if we ever going to reach, thank you, God, the body of Christ and God's people and be an example, image of Christ to this world, with somebody who's been snorting cocaine for 12 years is going to need to know more about the Word of God and just sitting in church. And this is where we should come as believers in Christ to be honest so that others can be healed and so that others can be delivered. Somebody just say, well, prophet, you can't tell everybody your business. And yes, to the speaker, you're right. But anytime God has given you a word to bless and touch his body, which is crippled today and paralyzed in spirit, this is a word so that healing and deliverance can bring the body into position which God has originally called it to do. Okay, you lost me there, Prophetess Bynum. This is Prophecy Night. What are you saying? Well, if we take a look tonight in relationships, in regards to the four definitions that I gave you, it also applies for the body of Christ. The only difference is that God has set up offices within the body so that it can operate and so that all those whom operate within the body can grow and be mature by what is fed from those offices. Okay, God say break that down. We cannot continue to ride a bike with training wheels. Somebody has to have the common knowledge to know how to operate the bicycle without training wheels. If you keep riding the bicycle with training wheels, not only there is no growth, development will then become somewhat of a disfigurement to your body and your mind because you are used to riding a bike with extra wheels. But if we have someone at the body of Christ who is able to operate in that office as a mechanic who fixes things and as a pastor or as a prophet, as an apostle, as a teacher, and I'm naming the offices, the body can then begin to learn how to ride the bicycle without the training wheel and have had grown and developed and be fed and the things of God by the office that God has planted for the church to operate in. Yes, some of you got lost, but God is going to bring you back to what I'm saying. Now, when you take a look at marriage/divorce for myself, I'm very stern and strict. I believe the word of God pertaining to marriage. There's many biblical scriptures that I can pull and read and tell you what the word of God says in regards to marriage. But I can look at one scripture where God specifically speaks about what he puts together. And I'm paraphrasing this in my words so that you can understand what I'm saying speaks about what he puts together. Let no one separate. And God referred to that as far as relationship was concerned as well. And when I say relationships, I'm talking about relationships in regards to daughter-daughter, mother-mother, husband-wife, son-son, and you go on and on and on. And that's a very familiar scripture that comes out of Mark 10 and 9, and you'll just hear me throw the scriptures because it's a 30-minute segment show. It's not a Bible study. It's to educate you in regards to relationships. So God just simply was saying, therefore, what he has joined together, what he has put together, let no one separate. And if I take that into my life, when I was married many, 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 many years ago, and one thing that I can tell you, and the reason why I gave you Mark 10 and 9, God does not put everything together. Yes, I said it. God said it. God does not put everything together. Everything does not come from God. And I'm speaking particularly in regards to relationships tonight. Everything God did not put together. God did not put together every marriage. And I speak that because that was the case with me at that time and season. God did not put the marriage together, but I decided to put the marriage together. And any time you step out of the will of God, you automatically have lost the word of God inside of you. And that's what happened to me. That's why I say marriage / divorce. Because the marriage ended in divorce because it was not God's divine order. And it wasn't not my place to get married from the beginning. Okay, Prophetess Ellen? Okay, I can relate to that. It has a lot to do with some of the things I have been through. Well, yes, you are right. Because there's a lot of marriages today that is ending in divorce because God did not put it together. Okay, how can you say that? I can say that because God specifically says in Mark 10 and 9, what he, it didn't say me or you, what he has put together, what he has joined together, let no one separate. Marriage is one of God's covenants. Yes, I have to break this thing down if we're going to have relationship night on Wednesday, so that I'm not getting prophecies about people's significant other of nothing but a bunch of junk and people sleeping around. I want to be able to educate you so that you can have good relationships, so that the husband, the wife, or whomever, whatever you're waiting for God on, can come. And God has a covenant of marriage. And God's covenant of marriage is to bring dominion. Well, God said, break it down. It's to bring power. That's God's whole creation that he given to marriage, was so that it would have dominion. And the only thing that can separate the power of God and the covenant can only be sin. And the only way that sin can take place, that means that Satan has to be active in your life. Because Satan only has one assignment pertaining to God's covenant for marriage. And that's a word that we all know too often, and that word is separation. I tell you all, I'm prophetically flowing because as I'm talking, I'm writing. That's Satan's only assignment. It's to separate. Okay, prophetess, what are you saying? Once Satan can separate, well, let me go back to Mark 10 and 9. What God has joined together, let no one separate. Catch it. Once Satan knows he has separated the covenant through sin, the marriage automatically lose power. Stay with me. I didn't say that God wasn't there. And I didn't say that God couldn't work in any separation. But once Satan has separated what God has joined together, there's no power. The Holy Spirit is saying, not only there's no power, and I hope you're all writing this down, God is saying, there's no order. My God. No power and no order. And this is what happened to me and my personal life. I gave you four areas that you're always going to learn about me throughout this relationship night. And that's the Holy Spirit move. See, God, Mark 10 and 9 didn't apply to me when I got married because God didn't put nothing together. So when I'm in counseling with married couples, well, first of all, a lot of people really do believe I've been single all my life. No, that is not the case, and you're going to learn that. So if Mark 10 and 9 didn't apply to me, the question is, do I still have God's dominion, stay with me, in this marriage that he didn't put together? And can Satan still separate the marriage with sin? Well, that's very easy. If God didn't put it together, that automatically means that Satan put it together. And if Satan put it together, you are only bound by his covenant, which can be anything from the darkest of the world, anything of the evilest of the world, where you can have power, but power to rule on the darkness. Okay. All right, Lord, I hear you. So because of my own personal disobedience, not only it took me into an area of my life where I had to get divorced because I was simply abandoned. There was no husband. He had already left. He had already did his thing. He had already went ahead. He had already said, I cannot deal with this and this church. With God, I'm out. And that's exactly what he did. In a worldly perspective, he bounced. Yes, yes, yes. He bounced. He walked away. He left. And I spent many seasons as a woman of God still. Listen to me, people. Say with the Holy Spirit. Knew the word. Read the word. Catch this one. Practice the word. But the problem was, I wasn't living the word. My God. And God is saying that it's impossible to have power if you're not connected to the word. Being connected to the word is basically being the word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, the word was God. The word never went nowhere. The word was an existence of who God was. And he was the word. So in other words, in order the word to be activated in my marriage at that time, I have had to have been the word. And the word had to have been with me. And I would have to have become the word. I couldn't do that because it wasn't Mark 10 and 9, meaning God did not join me together in this marriage. Okay. Let's dig further. How can you say you're a prophet? How can you say you're a woman of God? And how can you say you know the Lord, and even you was out of order? Well, all have come short of the glory of God. And that was the season, my listeners, those in the switchboard. And I'm more than willing to open a line. But I'm only going to open the lines if I see you have a question or you want to speak. It was the season that I fell short to the glory of God. It was the season that I was just living in sin. There's nothing else I can tell you. I can only tell you the truth, because this is what God has called me to do tonight, was to tell the truth. Did I know that the marriage was going to end in a divorce? Spiritually, I didn't see it coming. Yes, I'm a true prophet of God, but God didn't give me no vision that the marriage would end. But yet I looked to God for everything for the marriage. God set me in the marriage because he loved me. But God did not put the marriage together. And with 1 minute and 49 seconds left in the show, and I'm not finished. I'm not finished what I'm testifying. Not only God didn't put the marriage together, God didn't put me together with the person I married. And some of you who are listening tonight already can relate to what I'm saying. Some of you that will retrieve this message in the broadcast will be able to relate to what I'm saying. See, here on Relationship Night, if you are obedient to the Spirit of God, not only you can become a Ruth, not only you can become a Mary, not only you can become an Esther, you will be able to become the woman that God has called you to be. It doesn't matter if you're Boaz or whoever you are. You will be able to become all that God has asked you to be and to be better in the relationship that God has given you. I want to let all my listeners know that on Wednesday night, it's not going to just be me talking about my life, but this is an introduction that God has given me to open up with on Wednesday Relationship Night. If I'm to reach the world, am I to reach a dying world that needs Christ? And if I'm to reach my brothers and sisters, it is time that we take the stand and we tell the world we weren't saved all our lives. And not only we weren't saved all our lives, we've been saved most of our lives, but we have been living in sin. And that's the only way people are going to receive you, understand you, trust you, and believe in the God that is in you. I want to leave you all with this. In a biblical perspective, God did not spend much time talking about the what, the when, the how, and so on. But I can promise you 100% of the will of God, which is the word of God, speaks about who God is. That's why I come to you tonight on our first relationship night on Wednesday. Was scheduled until the month of March, but the Holy Spirit, they release it tonight. I come to you as who? Who I am, that I am. God bless you all. Remember, relationship night has started, his first night tonight. You can call in any time for questions and prophecies. Only anything else, I will be taking calls on Monday and Fridays only. This Wednesday night and every other Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time is designated for relationship only. God bless you all. God bless you all that's in our switchboard. I love you with the love of Christ upon your life. And God's willing, I see you all on this Friday, our prophecy night, while I be taking all types of prophecies and releasing as well the word of God over your life. God bless you all. I love you, and I talk to you all then. Good night.